We've got to have an economic recovery.
We're hoping for the override to go through.
There's really nobody left in City Hall to cut.
In our continuing series, Towns in Trouble, we're following how Massachusetts communities maneuver through the budget crisis. We've been to Gardner, where many of the chairs in City Hall, once filled by municipal workers, are now empty. This morning, we go back to Hall, where we've reported from before, because tonight, residents of Hall will gather at the high school to discuss, among other things, funding the library and the schools. WBUR's Fred Tice reports that Hall parents find themselves in a political bind.
Later this month, residents of Hall will take a critical vote. If they approve a property tax increase, they'll restore funding for things like high school sports and theater. The parents want to spread the word about the vote, but they want to do it without alerting people who oppose raising taxes. So they've been holding meetings in their homes. In his family room, Greg Whalen, a young father of four, is telling a group of young moms what a tax increase will buy.
It's a ton of AP classes that come in. We're opening the wood shop. We're opening the metal shop. We're talking about bringing back foreign language to the middle school.
But the moms see a big hurdle to getting those new classes. They think the town of Hall has an inferiority complex. It sees itself as a working-class place where the schools will never measure up to its two Tony neighbors, Hingham and Cohasset. Two of the moms, Amy Hyde and Lori McDowell, don't think that inferiority complex is justified.
Who's the Saturday Night Live character? You know, I believe in myself. What does he say?
I like me.
I like me.
We need to have
a love in or something. Right?
It's okay to be smart. One mom points out that despite the budget cuts, the town does well on the MCAS. The high school is in the top third on the English, math, and science tests. Another mom, Michelle Proud, believes that if the town would only fund the schools, more parents will be drawn to Hall because it's a great place to raise kids.
In so many ways, we're a little bit isolated and protected by being this small town at the end of the earth here.
Hall is a series of glacial islands called drumlins, each linked to the next by a sandbar.
I think that once our image of our school system makes that swing, I think you're going to start seeing the schools being more populated.
Proud argues that the property tax increase is a small price to pay for better schools.
Our house is valued at about $300,000. Our portion would be $89 a quarter. I mean, I pay more than $89 a month for my cell phone.
Some people have that money, but some people don't.
Carrie Nath is another mom at the meeting.
I'm thinking of an old neighbor of mine who literally is like living, from whatever Social Security check or whatever he gets. I mean, barely making it today.
The big political bind for these parents is that if they campaign too visibly to raise property taxes, all those people who can't afford an increase will show up at the polls later this month and put a stop to it. So the parents have been holding another series of strategy meetings at the middle school to prepare for the vote later this month. Among them, Mike Fleming, Marianne Hart, and Mark Beecher disagree over whether they should use tonight's town meeting to push their cause.
Well, I thought we were just targeting the parents. If you go in front of the town meeting, then you're getting it out to everybody, which is what we were trying to be kind of like discreet about it, weren't we?
I'm very hesitant about handing anything out at town meeting.
We can't stay under the radar forever.
They decide that they will campaign for the tax increase at tonight's town meeting. The parents, including Marianne Hart, Mike Fleming, and Greg Whalen, are so worried about tipping off the opposition that they argue about things like how soon they should start planting lawn signs.
A week before, like, it's game time.
Signs are great, actually, and maybe even, like 2 weeks in front. Because if you look back at Scott Brown, maybe a week or two before the election, you started seeing more and more Scott Brown signs. And you're driving around. And then after a while, you're like, there's Scott Brown signs everywhere. And everyone that day of the election knew who was going to win.
We had learned, and the towns that had passed their override, and they were saying, do not do signs, because all you're doing is reminding the no votes to get out there and vote.
Even though it'll remind the no votes to get out there, the parents decided that getting the yes votes is worth rolling out the lawn signs. But they agreed to wait until a couple of weeks before the election, later this month. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.